What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. I'm like, what the hell? Kind of crazy. They made me do some updates on some of these programs I got, so I couldn't start on time. I wanted to start at a certain time at 12, but this has just been a real, real crazy-ass time right now. It's like the next day, and it's been acting crazy. So what's up to everybody in the chat room? What's up to everybody that's going to listen on the playback? I know y'all see the madness that's going on the internet. I tried and tried and tried, and I think I did a good job staying away from this whole R. Kelly thing till new revelations started coming out. Then once more and more stuff started coming out within like the last, 36 hours, I was like, hold up, man. Certain things ain't sounding right. So then I feel like I had to chime in a little bit because right now, I'm tripping. So the lawyer for R. Kelly, his name is, let me get his name. I got his name in the description, but let me get his name. Steven Greenberg. And just came out of nowhere and said that R. Kelly did marry Aaliyah when she was 15 years old. And I could actually show it to you. Which I want to do. So let me do that really quick. I'm going to do a screen share and I'm going to show it to you. I'm actually even going to let you hear it. So let's do a screen share where I show it to you and you can see it for yourself. Here we go. Here goes the screen share. So you can see it right here. Okay. I fucked up. It's something going on with me and fixing my audio, so I can't do the screen share. You heard that echo and all that. It sound like DJ Clue back in 1997 or something like that. So that didn't work out too good. Again, I was having some technical difficulty. You know what I'm saying? So when I fix all that, I'll fix all that. But anyway, the lawyer said that the lawyer said that he married her when she was 15. So all these years, everybody was just dealing with the speculation of did he marry her when she was 15 years old? No, he didn't. The mother saying, yo, listen, man, Aaliyah's not here and she can't answer any of these questions. So it's so many people, you know, saying things about her and she can't answer anything. But Aaliyah's mother got a lot of explaining to do to me. Because you had one person on the tour that said they seen Aaliyah and R. Kelly, you know, doing a 1-2 thing. The mother, the only time she's made a comment, she said that that's not true. I didn't see. Let me clarify two things for y'all today. I never saw the original R. Kelly tape. Where he got accused of stuff. I never saw that tape a day in my life. You know why? Because it was billed as R. Kelly doing something with a little girl. So I never watched that. Because at the end of it all, when you watch that, that's child porn. So why would I watch child porn knowing that it's child porn before I watch it? I don't care who's on the tape. So I never, ever, ever saw that initial tape. Never. So I can't tell you if it was him on the tape. I can't tell you if it wasn't him on the tape because I never saw it. I never saw that tape. And that tape came out a long time ago. Yeah, many of us were minors at the time. So I heard people saying, well, I was a minor when it came out. So listen, but the bill was, it was billed as R. Kelly with a little girl. So I didn't need to see that to say, oh, R. Kelly was with a little, I didn't need to see that. I just never watched it. That's me. That's just how I carry myself. I don't expect everybody to be like me, but I just never saw it. the whole Surviving R. Kelly documentary. I didn't watch that either. Keep it real with y'all. I didn't watch it. I do not follow pop culture. I do not go with what everybody is doing, what everybody's talking about. I don't feel the need to be in that conversation sometimes. I got other things going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to lose about 8 pounds that I gained over the holidays. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about me. So I ain't had no time to worry about what was going on with this Surviving R. Kelly thing. Because I'm like, hold up. How we rehashing something? How we bringing something back in 2019 that we knew 30 years ago? Why does it have to be a whole documentary? And I'm not caping for him at all. Don't get it twisted. I've done streams on him, you know, pause, I guess, you when it's pertaining to him and streams. But I've said things about him a long time ago. But the deal is, I'm looking at, it was many things, but this is why I really, really said something. I watched the Dame Dash interview with Nick Cannon. Good interview. I liked the interview a lot. I liked the way I felt like Nick Cannon, you know, asked some questions that I would have asked. He asked them in a way that I possibly would have asked them too. And, you know, he just straight up and down, you know, he got some of the answers that I wanted to know. Whether Dame was 100 with some of the answers, that's, you know, for you know, for the individual to feel how they feel. But when Dame Dash talked about Aaliyah and R. Kelly, he said, "Yo, he raped my girl." I was like, "What?" I don't know if nobody else caught that. Because I know people be so busy listening to other stuff. I didn't care about the Foxy Brown thing too much. I know Foxy personally. And, you know, I know a lot of stuff to be, you know, false that's reported about her. But when he said he raped my girl, I was like, hold up. So, rape means sex took place, whether... sex took place, but rape means by force. But then you could have two different, rape is rape, but then they have different categories of rape, right? They got rape by force, and then they got rape, meaning statutory rape because she was underage. So then the lawyer says today that he married her when she was 15, but the mother is saying they never had sex. So I'm confused. I'm like, yo, hold up. Somebody lying, man. Somebody lying. The mother says she was around all the time. You was around all the time, but your daughter married a 27-year-old man when she was 15. Then Dame is saying he raped my girl, meaning that he knows something. I'm like, that's what everybody should have ran with. He was like, yo, he raped my girl. I'm like, yo, hold up. All right, so where is Aaliyah's mom's statement today? Why is she not saying nothing? Because at the end of the day, now the lawyer coming out saying, yeah, R. Kelly did marry her, but she was only 15 and she lied. So now they calling the deceased person a liar. Who's supposed to defend a deceased person? So it's a lot with that's, you know, got me, my eyebrow up like, yo, man, hold up, man. Something ain't right with this whole Aaliyah R. Kelly thing. Cause now all these years later, they admitting that he did marry her. The mother saying nothing happened with him and her. Dame is saying he raped her. Somebody lying. And the sad part about it is, regardless of what the public opinion already crucified R. Kelly for what he did to Aaliyah, that the mother's saying that he didn't do, that Dame is saying he did, and then the lawyer's saying he married her. So you married, is now your wife. You trying to say that you ain't smashed, you smashed your wife? She was 15. But then she lied. Let me tell you something. With this R. Kelly thing, and anybody that of his stature that did these type of things, he got a lot of accomplices. He got a lot of accomplices. He got a lot of people who helped. And I don't want to hear that, yo, we turned our head. We turned our head for it. No, we ain't turned your... People helped. I think people helped with this. People really, really helped. That's how I feel. I feel like a lot of people just like, yo, look. Because it ain't no way that dude marry a 15-year-old girl and it was covered up all these years. So it was covered up. So y'all helped cover it up. So it's just a lot of lies with all of this. And it ain't no way in hell for any fathers out there, any mothers, for any parents out there, you have a 15-year-old child. At what point are they alone with a 27-year-old man that's not their relative, that they ain't grow up with and wasn't always around? So obviously they've been around each other in a social setting where they was able to get married, where it was just them two. Don't you need a witness for marriage? I don't know how that knows. How that goes. I never been married. So don't you need a witness? Like, don't somebody say, like, don't you gotta... So that means she went through the whole fake ID and all that stuff? Where her mother at? Why her mother ain't saying nothing? Don't she got a brother? Everybody speak for Aaliyah. When she passed away, it was so many people saying how sad it was, which it was sad, but now they really slandering her now. And Dame Dash said, he raped my girl. Come on, man. Something ain't adding up. Something ain't adding up. It's like 30 years later. Right? Has it been that long? I could be tripping. Nah, it ain't been no 30 years later. Has it been 30 years later? I might be over-exaggerating a little bit, but yo... Is years later, and all of this is coming out. And I see a lot of people, yo, the crazy thing about it, right? Yo, you got people really, really caping for R. Kelly. Like, yo, this ain't fair. It's a conspiracy. And I'm like, yo, come on, man. I'm not, listen, he's foul in every which way. But I'm going to keep it 1,000 with y'all. We see this thing that happens with R. Kelly in the hood all the time. And a lot of people be jacking it. For example, if I'm 35 years old, 35 years old. If I'm 35, because sometimes when you be like, Happy New Year's. I hate when people say Happy New Year's. It's just Happy New Year, singular. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't get that twisted. But if I'm 35 and a girl is legal age of consent is, they say, 17. Why would I be 35 with a 17-year-old? Even if that's the consensual age. What do I have in common with a 17-year-old? So dudes be really doing that. I just never thought that was cool. I'm never jacking that. So all that, the age of consent and all that, that women mature faster than men, bullshit. Bullshit. That's just me. That's just how, you know, that's just how I am. Other people, yo, I see dudes in the hood, they don't care. Shit could be 18, dude will be 45. All he know is that he can't go to jail and it's good enough for him. You know, so I don't know, and then when Torre asked R. Kelly, you remember the interview where he was like, so do you mess with teenagers? He was like, I can't even get it out. He's like, when you say teenager, like, what you mean? What the fuck he mean? What you mean by when you say teenagers? Like what are we talking about? You know what the fuck he talking about? You know what you accused of? The way he look like when you say teenagers? Like what? You know what he talking about? Come on, man. What you mean? Like get the hell out of here. And then Torre is up for some accusations right now. I don't really know too much about it. I just seen the headline. Yo, listen, man. The wildest thing is like a lot of young ladies are being kind of sold off too. You know, for fame and riches. Yo, listen, the crazy thing too, right? Didn't this dude, wasn't he just in the club like last night and the chicks was in there screaming, talking about take me hostage? How crazy is that? Yo, his shows be packed. So all these women know how wild dude is and how he give it up. And they just like, yo, I don't care. I want to be down. I want to be taken hostage. I want to get some of that bread. Yo, it's crazy, man. But I think, you know, getting back on topic, I think R. Kelly, he's unfortunately, you know, what's crazy, because he kind of like in the driver's seat right now. He don't have to say nothing. Like he's as popular as he's ever been. Lady Gaga's talking about him. They're talking about him on shows like The View and shit. People are doing press based off of the documentary. And I just think that his Spotify streams went up. Like, in society, a lot of times when you the villain, you could turn into the villain. You could turn from the villain into the hero really, really quick. Like, was when you watch Batman, yo, you like the Joker, even though he's the Joker and you know, he was the bad guy, but he had a little logic for why he was bad. When you look at Batman and you look at like Bane had a little logic. So you start liking him. So it's like people, yo, I think he going to turn this around and it's going to be in his favor. And it's just like, yo, and you know what's crazy? I don't care how nobody feel about this. It's the truth. Yo, R. Kelly music is dope. Music is incredible. The music, my favorite song, R. Kelly. My favorite R. Kelly song is I Wish. Yo, that's like my favorite song. The music. But then it's like, see, I know how to separate the man from the music. I just know how to just listen to music without, you know, saying it. Because, yo, if we going to keep it 1,000, they say Luther Vandross was kind of sus. Frank Ocean, sus. A lot of the, you know what I'm saying? Elvis, come on, look how Elvis gave it up. He's like one of the most famous people ever. They got museums for Elvis. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's just twisted because they just like, yo, throw him away with all the music. And it's like, yo, he made mad music after, yo, Aaliyah Days was what? Was that public announcement? And I think he just might have did 12 play, right? But then now, all that music he did after that is crazy. All the collaborations he did, dope. You know what I'm saying? Come on, people acting like they wasn't stepping in the name of love. Because he did like Step in the Name of Love Part 55. He was just really just going all. And look, 50 Cent worked with R. Kelly, didn't he? I think he did. I know Ja Rule, Jay-Z, Nas had the first joint, Biggie. Who else worked with R. Kelly? It was a lot of people that worked with R. Kelly. Yeah, Michael Jackson. He wrote Anytime, Anyplace for Janet Jackson. Cassidy with that trash Fiesta song. No, not Fiesta, Hotel. Yeah, that song was horrible. Because, see, I knew the knowledge of the Pied Piper, though. I knew what the Pied Piper was about. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, I Believe I Can Fly. Come on, man. Michael Jordan, I Believe I Can Fly. Didn't he do a Batman song, too? He did a Batman song. So it's like he's been... How are we gonna just say, throw away the whole discography when it's like 400 or 500 songs? You know what I'm saying? Like 400 or 500 songs, just throw the whole. Yo, he even wrote "Boom Like a 808" for that song for that group Black. One of them passed away. I think that's the group that Left Eye founded. One of them passed away. And I think one of them is married to Ronnie. I can't pronounce his last name. But Ronnie from New Edition. Yeah, he wrote Boom Like an 808. Yeah, he wrote that too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we just, you know. I mean... Yeah, I don't know how to, I know it's Devo, I don't even know how to pronounce that. But anyway, Nick Cannon Gigolo's trash. That was trash. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, somebody asked an interesting question. I'm going to say Maserati Skrill said, if he raped your daughter, would you still separate the man from his music? Well, if he raped my daughter, he wouldn't be making no more music. He wouldn't make any more music. And I just leave that like that. You know what I'm saying? So again, he so-called allegedly raped all these women, right? And I'm not saying he didn't. But he's out and about. And I'm really starting to think that it's a lot of willing participants in this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm supposed to just be like, y'all asking me what I still listen to his music. You almost don't have no choice. Because if you don't hit play on him, say you take him out of your iTunes, iPod, whatever your device is. Yo, it's mad songs that he wrote that you like. It's mad songs that he wrote that you like. Yo, Luther Vandross did Killing Me Softly, right? And he sung Killing Me Softly with his song. And he said with his song. When I first heard that, I was like, yo, did he say his? Luther Vandross said Killing Me Softly with his song? I was like, yo, what the hell? Come on, man. Listen. So when y'all watching Menace to Society and R. Kelly come on in the scene with Ronnie and Kane, y'all just being that as R. Kelly now, y'all just going fast forward that from now on? But I'm just talking about Luther, everybody always judging people morals and standards. But yo, so many of these artists are foul. So many of them are foul. So many of them have been exposed. So many of them, what they did off the camera is foul. But y'all be jacking who y'all want to jack. Y'all be picking and choosing. Y'all be picking and choosing. Because according to the courts, Tupac was a convicted rapist, right or wrong. And then I guess he beat it because he was out for appeal and then he died. But before he died, was he not a convicted rapist? Did you take all his music out? Or did you listen to his album when he came out? Did you listen to his album when he came out? You listen to it. Mike Tyson, one of my favorite boxers ever, one of the most intelligent people in a weird way, was a convicted rapist. But see, this is what I'm saying. We pick and choose. We say, no, this person was set up. All right, he was convicted of sexual assault, not rape. Okay, so it's like saying, motherfucker eat tangerines but not oranges and shit. Whatever. Sexual assault is, you know, whatever. Whatever. So, yeah, Tupac was convicted of, thumbs down these nuts. How about that? Anyway, well, I'm not professional. Whatever. Thumbs down for not fact checking. Shut up. Fuck off my chat then. I don't care. Yo, I never saw the R. Kelly tape. This is what I'm telling you. I never watched the R. Kelly tape. I never watched the R. Kelly tape. Y'all watched the tape, knew it was him, and still, was like best of both worlds. Fiesta. How long he did that tape? He did that tape a long time ago. Y'all still was rocking with him after the tape. So why y'all pick now to say he did this, he did that? Yo, he already was foul according to y'all. So why now is he more foul? Then didn't it come out like a few months ago that he had some chicks hostage? Let me look up the songs that R. Kelly wrote. Damn, I hit the microphone. Damn. R. Kelly written songs. Wish I could share the screen, cause. Okay. Somebody arguing with me. Oh, he wrote The Changing Faces. I did an interview with Cassandra. She said R. Kelly was nothing but a gentleman. I ain't caping for him. I'm just saying. We gonna throw him away? Let's throw a lot of these people away. Oh, I forgot he did All of the Above with Beanie Siegel too. Damn, he did a lot of songs. I'm trying to find. Y'all wasn't listening to Bump and Grind still? Come on, man. Y'all fronting. Yo, I think he even, oh, even Nivea. That Laundromat. He did that song Laundromat for Nivea. Double Up with Snoop Dogg. Ron Isley, Down Low. Y'all still was listening to that. Y'all still was listening to that. Even after he was foul. See, homegirl arguing with me, right? Whatever her name is, talking about she gonna thumbs down my video. I just want to show y'all something real quick. Because I be knowing when I'm talking about do the fact checking. Oh, Kelly didn't write this and write that. Okay. Look, she called me a pussy. She said bad journalism. I don't know what I'm talking about. She said all types of stuff about me. Let me just show y'all something real quick. I'm going to be quiet. I'm just going to show y'all. I said that he wrote Boom Like an 808 for Black. She said, no, he didn't. Candy did. Get your facts straight. What does this say? Don't ever argue Doggy Diamond's knowledge of music. Ever in your life. You're going to argue with me. What does that say? And I didn't even have to go get your facts straight. It's not professional at all. Shut up. I ain't blocking her because she's stupid. Know what I'm saying? I know what I be talking about. And Killing Me Softly with his song was a remake of Roberta Flack. Of course we know that it was Roberta Flack. The point I was making was, why did he say his song? That's what I was saying. Because a man is not supposed to say he's killing me softly with his song. Oh, I'm wrong about Janet Jackson? Okay. Come on, man. Come on. Man, I ain't arguing with y'all. But anyway, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. We just in a situation right now where I think for Aaliyah legacy, I think somebody really nigga. I mean, somebody nigga. I'm reading at the same time. My bad. I think we need some clarity, man, because we really, really look at Aaliyah, and yo, they was making songs like Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. This dude was in the back, in the depth of field. Like, you know, you got the new iPhone, you put the selfie on, you got depth of field, and he was blurry in the back. He was in the back talking about Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. What that supposed to mean? He was 27. Come on, man. He was in the back. Yo, in the hood, we call dudes like that Chester the Child Molester. Facts. We call him Chester the Child Molester. And when they got caught, they got their ass whipped. Because you wasn't allowed to deal with no underage girl. But you, like I said earlier, to me, the age of consent doesn't make it okay. Just not to me personally. I don't know. Some people just is okay with it. I'm not cool with that whole age of consent thing. I'm not talking. See, come on, man. Why y'all keep going back? I'm not saying nothing about Luther. I'm just saying that if you really, really going to get into the music of an individual, them singing certain things, you just got to separate the man from the music. Yo, listen to Aaron Hall, right? Listen to Peace of My Love. This dude say, "Ah, dumb bitch." Listen to that. You could clearly hear him say, "Ah, dumb bitch." And everybody loves "Goodbye Love" by God. You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen. 21 is 21 and up at the same thing. I mean, listen, y'all, I'm telling y'all, man. Telling y'all. This R. Kelly thing, it's going to blow the lid on the whole operation. Because he got a lot of accomplices. He got a lot of accomplices. He got a lot of people that just straight up and down, I think was, isn't that like almost, you know, there's somebody dead, somebody just, Keith Sweat, you may be young, but you ready. But then, I think Beyonce re-sung that part. Right? But listen, let me say something to you, all right? R. Kelly got a lot of accomplices, and there's a lot of people who I think was like on some real shit. I think they was really like trafficking. Cause if a dude like underage girl, that becomes almost like a fetish. You know what I'm saying? So that mean they was just like bringing him girls that was young. Know what I'm saying? That mean they was like feeding him that. Cause it, yo, listen, if it's your homie or whatever the case may be, man, you see your homie messing with a little girl, you be like, yo, man, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Yo, I think a lot of people was just really just, you know, just like, yo. And again, he's a breadwinner. He's making good music. Yeah, Pookie X said it. People made that nigga think it was okay long as he crank hits. You know what I'm saying? I really think people was just like, yo, man, I don't care. Just write me a song. Come on, man. Nah, we can't blame nobody. Somebody said blame Aaliyah's uncle. Nah, Aaliyah uncle. Yo, when you got parents, you got parents, man. The mother, listen, this is what I'm saying. I said this earlier and I'm going to repeat myself. The mother just said, the mother said that, the girl was lying from the documentary because she was around Aaliyah all the time. You wasn't around her when they got married. You know what I'm saying? So this is the only thing, the point I'm making, somebody is lying. Pookie X said, yo, he said they traded Aaliyah for fame. Yo, unfortunately, man, I feel like she was thrown to the wolves, man. I felt like she was thrown to the wolves, and yo, motherfuckers got money. Cause yo, at 15, you as a grown ass man, right? Young girls always gonna have crushes on you or whatever, especially if you popular, whatever the case may be. But at what point do they become attractive? 15 and you know, they be trying to say now these girls are more developed. you know, at 15 now in these days and times. Now, look at that. Look at Aaliyah at 15. She never, you know, physically developed a certain way. So look how she looked at 15. She looked 15 back then. She didn't even look like a grown woman. Even when she was a grown woman, she still looked young because of her frame. Yo. Like I said, man, somebody gotta. Yo, listen, man, this ain't India. This ain't India. Yo, well, you know what I don't like? This is what I don't like. This is what I don't like. This only the one thing that I did not like about that I do not like about this whole situation more than anything is when people say, well, when what about this and what about that? I think that shit is foul. I think when we start comparing what this person did and what that person did and what about this person and what about the Catholic Church and all that, I don't like all that because we know that some of these people are savages, but we like to carry ourselves, you know, Black, African-American, whatever you want to call yourself, but us. We like to say we're not like them. So don't be trying to justify what they did with what we should be doing or why not go after them. That's like saying, yo, I stole, but he stole too. Why you coming to me? That's just foul. And like I said, that R. Kelly thing in the hood, people ain't gonna admit it. That shit be going on in the hood, dudes. And like I said, no friends of mine, no family of mine, but dudes be really, really looking at young ass girls. And I ain't trying to be on no, how could I say, area thing, but in the South, that shit is a little normalized a little bit. Because I remember being young in the South, in South Carolina. And hear older dudes that was older than me. Talking about like 12-year-old. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't got nothing against the South. I'm not saying that. But, and sadly, I'm going to be real with y'all too. I think a lot of it got to do with the after effects of slavery. The way they bred us, made you marry a cousin. There was no age limit with them. So I'm just saying, like, the savagery that they was on, I felt like they passed it to us. And then sometimes we like, yo, but they did it too. Or they do it. Nah, man, we can't be doing what they do. We can't be doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? So we can't be saying we'll go after Woody Allen and Jerry Lee Lewis did this and this person. Nah, who cares what they did? We can't be acting like them. Can't be acting like them. Where you think the term kissing cousins come from? We can't be doing what they do and saying that, well, it's a big conspiracy against R. Kelly and why are they going at him? Go against the Catholic Church. I'm like, what that got to do with anything? I believe in cleaning up my own house first before I go across the street and tell them that their crib is dirty. But everybody turned their eye to R. Kelly. I mean, yeah, turned their head or assisted it. Right? And then now everybody like, why y'all coming at him? Well, he got away with it for so long. But then I'm telling y'all, man, I said this before. Look at all the willing participants. Yo, let me explain something to y'all. I remember when B2K first came out, right? Yo, it was grown-ass women that was like they could get it. They was always little boys. It was grown-ass women that was like B2K could get it. So, it's a lot of women that be on some wild stuff with young men too. But think about this, right? And I ain't gonna keep y'all on here too much longer, but I want y'all to pay attention to something. I see people saying that Jay-Z might have hollered at Beyonce when she was young. They're saying throwing Foxy Brown in there. They throwing different women in there from entertainment, putting them on these guys. But when you look at Beyonce, when she came out, and this ain't justifying it, but I'm just saying, it goes to the parents. Was she ever marketed? Was Destiny's Child ever marketed as a young girl group? Were they ever marketed as a teeny bopper group like they were teens? They were marketed, you didn't know their age. You knew they were young, but you didn't know how young. Because once they're marketed and they showing all types of flesh and skin and mini skirts and all that, as a grown ass man, you gonna look. And then you have to say morally, nah, she's 17 or she's 16. But they putting them out there. So this is what I'm saying. This is what the entertainment industry does. It puts people out there. Come on, these little dudes. B2K was little ass boys, and they talking about turn around. Bump bump. I never really listened to it, so I can't. I think it said bump bump bump. I think. But they little ass boys. So, if a boy is 15 years old and he bump, bump, bump on another 15-year-old, that makes it okay? Or is he just too young to be bump, bump, bumping, period? This is what I'm saying. It's just, I don't know, man. Why are they sexualizing children, period, though? That's a form of pedophilia. Because when you sexualize children, the grown-ups don't. R. Kelly wrote bump bump. Oh, I'm out. R. Kelly wrote that? Oh, I'm out. Let me look. Holy. R. Kelly wrote bump bump bump. Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. Damn. I'm just looking it up, but it ain't coming up real quick. All right, I'll look it up later. But R. Kelly wrote that? Damn. See? Come on, man. Nah, a 15-year-old on a 15-year-old is not better than a 15-year-old on a 37-year-old. 15-year-old should not be doing anything anyway. I don't care if it's with a 15-year-old. There is no age. This is what I'm saying. When you sexualize a child, it's still pedophilia. When you sexualize a child, it's still, because it's the grown-up that's doing it. It's the grown-up that's doing it. It's still wrong. Regardless to what? Because as a kid, if you in the crib, right? And you have a child and you have a daughter or a son and your daughter come with a little mini skirt and try to walk outside, what you going to do? I'm like, if you don't get your ass back in the house and change, and where you got them clothes from? Come on, man. So, that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. I got to fix some technical stuff. I'm waiting to hear from Aaliyah's mother. Somebody got to say something. Dame Dash is saying she was raped. The mother said nothing ever happened. The lawyer is saying they was married, but he didn't know how old she was. And you know what make that so deep? This is why this is bullshit. You ain't know how old she was, right? So when they introduce you to her, how old is... Because we all get introduced. This is the 14-year-old singing sensation or the 13... They didn't go and say, yo, here goes Aaliyah. She's 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here. Get out of here. You knew she was only 15. Yo, they just need to straight up and down. Just everybody just need to be honest, open, and just be like, yo. Yo, it's a lot. Yo, it's a lot of pedo songs too, man. Rick James did say she was only 17. Word up, yo. But this is what I'm saying. In some places, 17 is a consensual age. But to me, it's not morally a right age for me to be messing with no 17-year-old. Shit is sad, man. No matter how you... Listen, all I can do and say to everybody is watch your children. And don't be selling your kids for fame, man. That's almost like a sacrifice. Because you got different sacrifices. You got, sacrifices, some of the spooky stuff that people believe in, like blood sacrifices. And then you got sacrifices where you almost putting your kid out there for bread. It's almost like a form like crackheads be doing. You know what I'm saying? Selling their kids for crack. Shit is foul, man. I think the parents got explaining to do. Parents got a lot of explaining to do. Know what I'm saying? Shit is foul. But anyway, I gotta get the hell out of here. I gotta figure out what's going on with my audio. My audio is fine now, but when I go to my different, when I try to show y'all stuff, it's giving me an echo. So I think something is wrong with my setting. And I wanted y'all to call in today, but then the program that I use for y'all to call in is acting a damn fool. So I got to do some research. And this has just been, it's really impromptu live anyway, but this is a podcast that I didn't even really want to do, but I did it. And This is all sad. I'm not going to be talking about this no more, though. This is it for me. I ain't going to be talking about this till I'm blue in the face. I'm not going to be sitting here talking about this shit. I'm off this. You know what I'm saying? I am completely off this whole topic, this subject. It's sad. And it's really a big mess. Bill Cosby is in the slammer right now. And he locked up for they said he violated the chick that looked like John McEnroe. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo. Like they, you know what I'm saying? Like Bill Cosby he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So R. Kelly, yo, you in trouble, bro. If they got Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, they coming for you. You play games if you want. But that's what it is, man. Doggy Diamonds, until next time. Nah, just say she look like Howard Stern. Wow. I say John McEnroe. Howard Stern, John McEnroe. Whatever. But yo, man, put that pressure on Aaliyah moms, man. She got some explaining to do. You know what I'm saying? Put that pressure. Yo, and I'm going to say something else on the serious side. Everybody who made jokes about R. Kelly and what he did, and y'all think that shit is funny. It's not funny. Seriously. I think a lot of people try to be humorous and they come up short. And I think a lot of people do and say a lot of stuff because they don't be getting punched in the face. That's what happened with this internet thing. People are not around actual people anymore because your man is going to G-check you and be like, yo, that's not funny. So being that people are in the internet age, they tweeting out madness, they putting out all types of crazy memes. Shit ain't funny, man. It's foul. But yo, that's what it is at Doggy Diamonds. Make sure y'all subscribe here. Make sure, you know, y'all know what to do, man. I'm out of here. I'ma holler at y'all on the I'll holler at y'all again. I gotta figure out all this technical BS, but it is what it is. Yo, I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.